Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Man, do it with some gusto.
Now, I'll leave that to you. I'm just a nut, I'm a meat and potatoes kind of guy.
My goodness.
All the other stuff, you know.
Yeah. The accoutrements.
Yes, you go ahead. I'm the sugar.
The cake, the dessert.
Speaking of that, I got a joke, but we'll leave that off another
time.
No. We'll do it another time. All right,
okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Well, Rob, let's get into a little bit of Sean Payton. And I don't know, guys, do we have sound of this, Ricky? But Sean Payton is talking about he wants to come back, get into coaching. And I got to say this, Rob. First of all, Payton, have you seen much of him on TV?
No.
He's good. And he's good because he'll speak his mind, which is unusual for a coach, particularly a coach who wants to get back in the league, you know. And we talked last week, remember, he was critical of Aaron Rodgers I give him props, whether you agree with what he said or not. I just give him props for not being afraid to tackle a controversial issue. And then watching him over the weekend, he says, I can't remember anything specific, but I watching him, I'm like, man, he's not biting his tongue. He's not mincing words. And I like that. And I'm guessing he's like that as a coach, which is probably why players are really receptive to him. But he seems really good at what he's doing. But he did say on a New Orleans football podcast that he wants to get back into coaching. Here he is.
I really enjoy what I'm doing right now, and more maybe than I thought. If the right situation presented itself, Mike, I would definitely be interested in. And there's no utopia, if you will, when it comes to teams. But, you know, if I felt like it was the right situation, I would have an interest in that. That all being said, you know, that could come in a year. That could come in 2 years. In the meantime, though, you do get immersed with what you're currently doing. Like, you want to be good at it and not just doing it. And so I've kind of just been focused on that.
All right, there he is, Rob. And look, let's start here, because ever since he stepped down from New Orleans, heck, before he stepped down from New Orleans, there were rumblings and talk about him going to coach the Dallas Cowboys. We know that Mike McCarthy entered this season on the hot seat, regardless of what Jerry said. Now, does the fact that Dak Prescott is out, does that give him some cushion?
No.
We don't know. You don't think so?
No, I think if the Cowboys don't play well, he'll be looking to make a move to do another splash. It's not like they have any real love for Mike McCarthy. You know what I mean? Like,
no. Jerry seems very loyal, but he did have a relationship with Jason Garrett. You know, that right. That went beyond.
But don't you think, Chris, like, nobody would shed a tear if Mike McCarthy got whacked?
No, Dallas. Not at all.
Not one. Oh, my God, how could you do this? Oh, my. What?
Right.
No.
Not at all. It actually buys Jerry time, which is what he likes, in that, you know, if they don't win it, which, you know, we know they're not going to win it, but if they don't have a great season, say they don't have a deep playoff run, then why in the world would you think they might next year if they bring back Mike McCarthy, right? But if you bring in Sean Payton, it gives you new life.
They both have one championship, but Payton feels better. Like, I can,
yeah, a little more modern.
Am I right,
like,
Chris?
A bygone era.
Yeah,
doesn't manage the clock very well.
I just think Sean Payton would to me feel like an upgrade, even though they have the same resume. It's very similar. I would take Sean Payton.
He'd be an upgrade. Yeah. He'd be an upgrade. Here's the thing, though. You heard what he said. Ownership. Front office. And I know he's got a great relationship with Jerry Jones and the people in Dallas, but I'm not convinced he would want to work for Jerry Jones, because Sean Payton is strong-minded. He's strong-willed. He's going to want to do things his way with the team, right? I'm not saying he's going to want to go in there and have all power, but with his team, he's going to expect to have, and rightly so, the final say. And I don't think he's going to want anyone meddling with what he does with those 53 players. And that doesn't seem to be Jerry to me, Rob.
I agree. And that's why coaches have stayed away. Like, if you look at the coaches, like when he had Bill Parcells, couldn't get along because Bill doesn't want to do all that.
They couldn't make it.
Same thing. Jimmy Johnson, enough. I can't do it. I won you two championships in 3 years. That wasn't enough, right? And then, so I think at some point you start to look, because, and why Jason Garrett was there that long, Chris, despite not having.
He went along with it.
Right, because he went along with it, and Jerry was happy because he had his. He had control of the team without being down on the sidelines.
Yep, absolutely right. And I agree. I don't see Sean Payton going for that stuff. So I'm not one of those that think, oh, Sean Payton's going to be the guy there if things don't go well this year. I got another place for you, Rob, that I'm going to throw out.
And they might not want to go there just because of the history. You know what I mean? Because I got to – excuse me, Chris. I got to admit, if he wanted that Cowboys job, they would have given Mike McCarthy to Ziggy in a minute. After last year's playoff game, in a minute. You disagree? If Sean Payton wanted it?
That's a good question.
I think he was burnt out. I think he was burnt out and wanted to take a blow, a break.
Remember, and according to the reports, he thought he might get down to Miami.
Everybody thinks they're going to Miami, right?
You know, but that was, you know, the whole tampering with Brady and the owner of the Stephen Ross of the Dolphins and all that. But that's a good question. I mean, I think, Rob, Dallas, I think they love Sean Payton, but I also think they might love Dan Quinn. You know, if McCarthy ends up being gone, they might go to Dan Quinn, the defensive coordinator who coached the Falcons and has success. So we'll see, but I'm going to throw out a place that I think Sean Payton, Rob, would be great.
Okay.
And I think they might need a new coach by Monday.
I already know where you're going. If you're talking about replacing a coach by Monday.
Denver! Nathaniel can't hack it. And I'm joking, obviously, about Monday. There's no way you bring in a coach from the outside in the NFL, all right? But, Rob, if Hackett, I mean, my goodness, Hackett better turn it around, and he better turn it around fast. And even if he is mediocre, if I can get Sean Payton to Denver, we know they got new ownership. It's the Walmart family, one of the richest, families in America, one up there. So they got money. They're the richest owners in the NFL, I believe.
Money's not an issue.
Obviously, the history is great. You've got a quarterback in Russell Wilson who I think Sean Payton would be great with. And you got talent elsewhere. The defense is strong. The running game is strong.
Would you make the move if they lose?
If
they lose this week, go to 0-3, and Ken Hackett makes, you know, some more blunders and looks like – because you remember, they were booing. They were booing in Denver.
They were booing and helping him out with the clock and everything, right?
They were like
– 5-4.
Like, what are you doing?
Right, right. Well, so you say make the move. What, fire him after this week?
If they're 0-1, they won one game. 1-2?
No. I mean, look. If he does some other, like, he's done egregious things the last 2 weeks. So I can't say it like it's impossible. But unless I don't know, do they have somebody on the staff that they would go to? Because, again, you're not bringing in somebody in the middle of the season in football. It's just too many things you have to put together. And even a coach, I don't think, would want to do that because, you know, you're just way behind. But I mean, they gave him a multi-year deal, of course. If things don't go well this year, in a heartbeat. Like, I don't care what. He might have 2-3 years left on his deal. In a heartbeat, you're fired and we're hiring Sean Payton. Without question.
No, okay.
And it's probably better going to the AFC because, remember, the Saints still have rights to Payton. So you're going to have to give the Saints something. They might want more from an NFC.
So how many years do they still have this right?
I think two.
Right. Okay.
So yeah, but that would be the team they have two seasons left after this year. That would be the team that I would be eyeing if I'm Sean Payton. Now, What are your thoughts on that? You got to love that. Because you look at the teams that are likely to have coaching openings. Dallas, or not likely, but strongly possible. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Dallas. I'm looking at good Carolina, but that's not like a great job. Arizona, possibly, right? If Cliff Kingsbury, if it really goes badly, possibly. That's not bad, but Denver to me is superior to all of those.
Right. You'd have a chance to win. You'd have a chance. You got at least, you know, you got a quarterback.
Yep.
They got a damn good defense. They can run the football, but they don't look like it right now, but on paper, when you look at the Broncos. But there were people, Chris, I think me and you were hesitant to think that there was automatically going to be great this year. You remember? I mean, I think a lot of people
were
on that.
Yeah, I picked them to make the playoffs. I think Kansas City's still the class of the
division. But some people picked them to win the division.
Yeah.
They were like, all they needed was a quarterback.
Right. And they, you know, but you need a coach too, apparently.
Well, I mean, he looks green. He looks really green.
Yeah, he does. Before we go to the callers, if you could, and this is realistic, if he could go to Dallas or Denver, if you're Sean Payton, what do you do?
You're going to Denver. Dallas is too much of a mess, and he's not going to let you do football. He's not. He can't help it.
Right.
Chris, he's not.
No matter what he says.
He already had great coaches in there. And and if I'm Sean Payton, I'm like, Dallas has all the money in the world. They got this great facility, all this other stuff. And they haven't sniffed the NFC Championship game in 26 years.
Yep.
How?
Yep.
How?
That's how. We know how.
And Chris, only three teams haven't done it.
I know. That's the thing.
The Lions.
Dallas, they're like a laughing stock.
The Lions, Dallas, and I can't, is it the Browns? There's only three teams in the NFL.
Off the top of my head, gotta be the Browns.
Ain't that crazy?
I mean, that's the company that the Cowboys are keeping. Come on, it's ridiculous. All right, I'm with you. I would go to Denver over the Cowboys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Where would you like to see Sean Payton end up if he gets back into coaching next year? Or if you want to nail it down to Cowboys or Broncos, what's the better gig for Sean Payton? You'll turn away in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long.
Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You taking Rob back to his college days.
What you mean college? I was in high school. Evelyn Champagne King.
She was great. I really liked her.
That's a good nickname too, Champagne. Evelyn Champagne King.
Yes. It's the Odd Couple, and we're live from the TireRack.com studios. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. I like Sean Payton in Denver ASAP. I mean, you know, next season. Bye, Nathaniel. You like him in Dallas. Look, unless he's turning it around real quick. He's on the hot seat already.
He is off to a bad start.
Where do you want to see Sean Payton coaching next year? Dallas, Denver, somewhere else?
All right, let's kick it off with Chili Tim in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
What up, Rob? What up, Noop?
What up, Noop? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing better. Had a little eye surgery on Monday. Had me look like Mitch Green.
Yeah?
Wow, everything all right?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. The swelling's gone down, so I'm doing pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty
all right, good, man. Okay. Hey, prayers, of course.
Yes, definitely.
Appreciate it. I had a thought for a team. I think the Raiders would not be a bad spot for Sean.
Yeah, but are you going to get ready to Josh McDaniels?
They love that dude. They love that dude.
He ain't as bad as Nate Hackett.
He's not as bad as Hackett, but I think if the Raiders don't make the playoffs this year, and if they don't play well and they don't make the playoffs again this year, next year, I think that might not be a bad spot, because Josh McDaniel, I mean, he's shown like the other Bill Belichick proteges that they just don't do well out there.
Nah, they're like 5 or 6 wins.
I get it.
Then,
but
look, you make sense, Rob.
I'm just talking about the Raiders.
He ain't our guy,
right? But I'm just talking about the Raiders. They love some of these coaches. When John Gruden hadn't won anything,
the names. But
with
Sean
them.
Payton is a name.
But Sean Payton is a big name.
I do think that if Sean Payton's available, there are some teams that will maybe move on prematurely from a coach.
Right.
I'm not convinced the Raiders would. Yeah. But I'll be honest, I think Denver's a better spot than the Raiders.
Well, Tommy.
Because I think Russ is better than Derek Carr.
Tommy in Los Angeles, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tommy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Heading to this Dodger game, go get this full hole 700. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I know. I hope he hits it, man. I'm going to be in the left field, too.
Are you in left field? Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Did you hear about Craig Kimbrell being demoted from the closer role? You happy about that?
It's about time. It's about time.
Right.
Hey, I hear all the teams, and don't ask me how I'm a Colts fan, but I think Sean Payton, Indianapolis, man, that would be a good fit. And plus,
I thought about that, too.
GM and a coach opening, you know. So, you know, bring him in and let him call the shots. I think that would work real well.
All right, Tom.
One thing, though, they don't have a quarterback.
No, they're
not. Yeah. They got Matt Ryan. Unless they're going to be horrible. Yeah. Well, he looks terrible. 10 years.
They've had like 10 quarterbacks in the last 4 years.
Right.
It's so bad.
And so in Denver, you got a quarterback at least. Or Denver, Dallas, or the Raiders, you got at least a pretty good quarterback.
Thanks, Tommy. Enjoy the game. Max, in Georgia, our man, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Max?
What's up, guys?
How you?
You know, I think Russell Wilson's getting too much of a pass on this. It's easy to blame Hackett, and he deserves blame.
He sure is.
But that guy, I mean, he's supposed to be your crutch. He's supposed to be your secondhand man, so to speak. You know, he's the franchise big-dollar quarterback.
I think that's fair to criticize Russ so far. I think he hasn't been very good, but I also think...
Peyton's a no-brainer. And I do agree with whoever was the first caller with McDaniels. I think he's also getting a free pass. You're loaded on offense. You got all those weapons. Yet again, you're struggling. You know, offensive coordinators are not always the head coach and answers, guys. This is a defensive league. The defense wins champions. Hire some defensive coordinators and put them in the right position.
Chris and I talk about it all the time. Just because you're a good coordinator doesn't mean you're going to be a head coach.
Absolutely. We've seen it over and over.
Thanks, Max. Appreciate it. Adrian in Riverside, California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Adrian?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Thank you for taking my call, man.
Yes, I love this show. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. I agree 100% with Chris. I think Denver is the best spot. They've had coaching issues since week one when they took the ball out of his hand and went for that long field goal. The red zone woes, and I think Sunday night he's going to be out-coached by Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I think San Francisco's going to win that game. I like Russell, and I've picked Denver to not get to the Super Bowl, but to make the playoffs. So I'd like to see them win because of that. But, Rob, I think San Francisco is going to beat them.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Let's go to Robert in Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Robert, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great, buddy.
Good, man.
The Chargers.
The Chargers. That's a good call there.
But everybody thinks Staley's the boy wonder.
Yeah, but Chris.
No, he's not.
Right. And you know what, Robert?
He ain't going for it on fourth as much
anymore.
No,
I know. Somebody talked to him after last year, I think.
Well, that's a good call. With Herbert.
That's a good call because if they don't make the playoffs, look, people tell you that inside the building they really believe in Staley. I think, Rob, if they don't make the playoffs, you got to move on.
That team is loaded. Absolutely. They better make the playoffs. Everybody
and
had
the Sean Payton.
Don't you remember, Chris, the story? They were shoo-in. They were the shoo-in out west.
Absolutely. I think some people would be more surprised if they didn't make the playoffs than if they made the Super Bowl.
Right.
So
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price.
But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our next guest is from Pro Football Focus, one of their NFL analysts. We welcome in Ben Lindsay. Ben, welcome
What's
to the
happening?
Couple.
What's going on, guys?
Going good.
We're good, man. We're good. Let's get to it. Nathaniel Hackett, what did you expect coming into this season? And what are your thoughts so far? Like, I mean, I think he's already on the hot seat. He's been that bad. How shocked are you at what's going on in Denver?
Yeah, I mean, I always thought there was going to be a little bit of time for him and Russell Wilson to mesh and that offense to mesh, but I didn't think it was going to look as bad. That's not even counting the sort of the mental mistakes from a time management sort of game situation perspective. So it's been ugly through the first couple of weeks, but it's not necessarily all on him, right? I think Wilson hasn't played super well either, but definitely not super clean.
I was going to ask. Let me follow up, Rob, if you don't mind. Tell me about Russ. I know you guys have done stuff on. You know, he's not running as much lately, and this goes back to Seattle, and don't think he's been as effective since he doesn't run as much. What do you think he is on the decline, and is that decline to the point where he will no longer be like a star or Pro Bowl level quarterback?
I do think there's a chance that we're starting to see that. And a little bit last year, I know the injury played a role, but with the way he plays, he's always been a guy who holds onto the ball, right? And he's looking to get outside the pocket, make big plays downfield. And I just don't think that style of play ages super well, or ages as well as some other guys that you see across the league. So he hasn't been great to start the year under pressure, hasn't been making as many plays outside the pocket. So I think they're going to kind of have to get him to buy into taking more of those intermediate throws over the middle of the field, getting the ball out more in rhythm for that passing offense to really work.
How about the Cincinnati Bengals? They have a huge game, obviously. 0-2, off to a bad start. Joe Burrow, more turnovers than a bakery. The offensive line is awful. I mean, they got issues. What's the worst part, and can they turn this around? Because I don't think I picked them to make the playoffs this year, and I'm even surprised at how bad they've looked.
Yeah, they've probably been one of the most disappointing in the leagues, or disappointing teams in the league early on. And I think the biggest issue is you're seeing – they were so reliant on those big plays to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins last year And those just aren't as stable, right? So you're seeing a little bit of regression there. But also they haven't been able to run the ball. And if teams are going to start playing a lot more cover two, a lot more of these two high defenses against them to try to take away those big plays. And if you can't get the run game going, then they're not going to change from that, right? And it's going to make life harder on Burrow, who we've seen take a lot of sacks. We saw him do that the first 2 years of his career, and he got by Micah Parsons a couple times. He's already taken a lot of sacks through the first 2 weeks, and that's really hurt their offense.
Ben, first of all, thank you for not laughing
what?
At Rob's more turnovers than the bakery line. That's the 238th time I've heard
Ben,
that
you
joke,
know you wanted to chuckle and you were trying to be professional. I get it. I understand.
I wanted to chuckle.
See?
I wanted to chuckle.
He did want to chuckle.
All right, Ben, Miami, Buffalo. Buffalo's without four of their defensive starters. How much of a chance, you know, it's in Miami where teams, you know, some teams struggle down there. We know the Patriots historically, and they're another cold weather team like Buffalo. So do you think, how much of a chance do you give Miami to pull off this upset?
I still think it's going to be tough for them against Buffalo with just how strong they've looked overall. But those four defensive starters out, that matters, right? You're starting two rookie cornerbacks on the outside against Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
Oh, that could be a
that's
trouble.
Scary. Yep. that's scary. One of them's a sixth-round pick out of Villanova, right? They're just guys who don't have a ton of experience, and that's a lot of speed to handle, right? So I think that's kind of the advantage that Miami has to press. And their offenses look good with Mike McDaniel there. I know Tua's caught a lot of heat this offseason.
You like Tua? Short. You a Tua guy?
I'm not. I think he has his limitations, right? Obviously, the arm strength is the thing that always gets brought up, and I think that's real. But McDaniel's going to give him open targets, like you see in San Francisco.
Right.
And Hill and Waddle, where they're going to have guys running open over the middle of the field, running open downfield, and I think Tua's accurate enough to hit them like we've seen the first couple of weeks. They put him in a position to succeed, and I think this offense is going to be pretty legit.
Another game. What do you make of this Cowboys-Giants game? I don't think either team is any good. The Giants, I would be shocked if they're 3-0 at the end of the day. Am I misreading the Giants?
I don't think you are. I don't think either of these teams are any good. The Cowboys game, obviously, last week and how they played was kind of surprising against Cincinnati. But I think a lot of that, it's more taking away from Cincinnati and sort of how much they struggled than Dallas necessarily. But with the Giants, at least you have a more creative offense there with Brian Daboll than what they've had in the past. They've had some issues at wide receiver with Kenny Galladay and basically him just getting benched as the highest. The guy making the most at wide receiver in the NFL this year, only playing two snaps. Kadarius Toney getting benched at times. But I think they're both giving them more of a chance than what they've had the last couple of years with Jason Garrett there.
But one name I don't hear a lot about, and I can't imagine he's going to be around much longer, Daniel Jones. What was he, Chris? Danny Dimes who turned Dimes. into Danny Nickel. What's the progress on him, and how is he playing?
I don't think there's much positive to take away, even though they're 2-0 with how he's played the first couple weeks. He's still missing guys, right? He's not someone who's going to take chances downfield. And if you have a quarterback like that, it's just going to limit you on offense. And I think what we end up seeing happening with Jones is probably something similar to what we saw with Trubisky, where no team really wants to take a chance on him as a starter, but he goes somewhere as a backup and tries to recuperate his name a little bit in that year and then get a starting job again after that.
Once again, thank you for not laughing at Danny Nickel.
What?
You're killing Rob's ego, but I'm loving it. Great stuff.
Chris is just mad because he can't do stand-up comedy like me. You know what I mean?
Ben, last thing from us. You mentioned San Francisco earlier. I don't know where you're at on Garoppolo. I know a lot of the numbers guys kill him. But first of all, give me your take on whether or not the Niners are better with him in there than Trey Lance right now. And what you think, Trent Dilfer came out and said he thinks this could wreck Trey Lance's career. Give me your thoughts on that as well.
Yeah, obviously the first thing is it's a bad situation for Lance. He's a guy who already has only played basically 1 year at North Dakota
Since
State.
High school, right?
Yeah, has sat out his rookie year basically. So he's going to be going into year three with basically no experience. And that's not a good situation to be in with a guy you traded up multiple first round picks to get in the first round. But in the short term, I do think Garoppolo gives them a better chance to win right now. And we've seen them have success and make postseason runs with him. Even though he makes those mistakes that they're sort of head scratchers, those interceptions that go right to linebackers over the middle of the field, they've still had one of the most efficient offenses in the league with Garoppolo there, basically since he came over with Kyle Shanahan. And I don't really think that's going to change. They have so much talent at receiver with Debo, with Ayuk, with Kittle coming back from injury now, that I think they're still going to be one of the better offenses in the league. And Garoppolo gives them a better chance to compete in an NFC that's kind of wide open right now.
All right. That's Ben Lindsay, Pro Football Focus. Great stuff, man. Look, we love what you guys do. Keep up the great work.
Yes, thank you. And next time, I'll bring some humor with you, okay, Ben?
I got you.
All right, Ben, thank you. That's Ben Lindsay, Pro Football Focus. This ballyhooed quarterback is in a must-win situation. We'll get into that next. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple on a Funky Flashback Friday.
I never lived that down. What was I saying? I don't even know why I was a woman.
Studios. What was he saying? Woman that day?
Alex?
You know what's funny is that it was so long ago and I've played it so many times, I don't even remember.
You know who loves that?
I don't remember, but just keep playing it.
JR loves it. JR loves it. Like, he gets a, and Chris loves that, I've said that. Chris has said stuff, like, remember he said he was Peaches. You remember that?
Have we ever heard that on tape?
Yes.
No, so I don't know
Alex,
what you're talking
didn't get
about.
That one. You remember that?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
I think still to this day, my favorite Chris Broussard one is this one.
Large down low.
That's still my favorite.
I mean in Australia.
Is that what you're talking about? Are you sure?
Down under. I mean down under. Yeah.
Down under. Down under is one word. Remember that.
All right. We're brought to you by AutoZone, where they got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, Rob, obviously a big NFL weekend. You've got the Packers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Brady versus Rodgers. We all are looking forward to that one. We just talked about Miami hosting Buffalo. That, you know, if that turns into a great game, that's going to be fun. Heck, Las Vegas and Tennessee, both teams in desperate need of a win. Two playoff teams last year. A lot of good games. There's even a few that I haven't mentioned. But, Rob, the Cincinnati Bengals got to the Super Bowl last year. They're 0-2 now. And they visit the New York Jets, who got a win under their belt.
They got an improbable win, Chris.
They got an incredibly
improbable win. Two touchdowns in the final minute and 40 seconds or whatever it was in a game on the road. Are you kidding me? Like, that never happens. And do they build off of it? Remember, they got Joe Flacco's going to start again, Chris, right, in game three. Yep. Can they build on that and catch Cincinnati sleeping? You know, like they're – they've been stinky. I don't even know what else to say.
Nah, they've been bad. And obviously there's such a thing as a Super Bowl hangover. They're not the first team to come back off a Super Bowl loss and not play well. You didn't pick them to make the playoffs from the get-go. I have said they're not going to be that 0-2 team that, you know, breaks this streak of not making the playoffs. I think they're done. Rob, they've lost to the Steelers with Mitch Trubisky, and the Dallas Cowboys with Cooper Rush. I mean, they haven't even played really good teams yet. And now they're playing the Jets. You could argue, before the season, you would have said they should be 3-0. and they may be 0-3 or 1-2. I think they'll beat the Jets, but they better beat the Jets, or they're definitely not making the playoffs, I would say. But Joe Burrow, he was the golden boy last year, and I don't think anybody's going to write him off at all.
No, no, it's too early to write him off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a great – look, Tom Brady missed the playoffs his second year, right? Right after the Super Bowl he went, his third year, but after he won the Super Bowl.
Right.
So this is not – if Joe Burrow doesn't have a great year, I'm not going to be one to think he's not a very good quarterback. He is. But he's got stuff to work on. He's got 4 interceptions. He's been sloppy with the football. He's been sacked, Rob, 13 times. And a lot of that is on their poor offensive line. They tried to revamp that in the offseason, and at least so far, it's worse. Okay? But some of this is on Burrow, who doesn't get the ball out very quickly, Rob. And so that's something he does have to own, at least some of that. And all that said, Rob, like a lot of teams, I think they will find the Jets to be the perfect elixir.
Well, normally
for what ails them.
Chris, the Jets are the general hospital of the NFL.
And yes.
Sick teams come in and get well against the Jets, right? I mean, right. In Jersey, absolutely, off of exit 16W. Chris, you spent many years driving off that exit, right?
Many
16W
years,
that took us to the old Brendan Byrne Meadowlands Arena, right? But anyway, yeah, this is a big game. If they lose this game to the Jets, Chris, I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs because, A, we know about second year. You know, it's one thing when you come out of nowhere and get to the Super Bowl, which is what they did. You talked about it. They were only 10-7 last year. They weren't 15-2.
Right, right. Absolutely.
So,
absolutely. All right, we got an hour left on this Funky Flashback Friday. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. Odd Couple.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.